Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 33, Show Me the Money. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, again, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This episode is about remembering the truths we already know and learning how to live them. Today's episode deals with wealth creation, which feels especially relevant because, if I'm going to be honest, I've been thinking about money and security in one form or another for most of my life. And I'm pretty sure I'm not alone in that. Earl begins by addressing one of the oldest objections to wealth. In fact, it's biblically old. Money is the root of all evil. He immediately clarifies something important. The phrase isn't about money itself, it's about the love of money. Money is neutral. It's a tool. And like any tool, its moral value depends on how it's used. In fact, Earl points out that many of the greatest societal benefits we enjoy today, universities, libraries, hospitals, foundations, exist because wealthy individuals used their money generously. Poor people don't give as much to causes that benefit society. Not because they're less moral, but because they simply don't have the capacity to do so. Wealth, paired with generosity, becomes a force for creation, opportunity, and upward mobility for others. One of the most striking ideas in this episode is a term Earl uses that I hadn't heard framed this way before. The get-alongs. We live in the most abundant time in human history. Opportunity exists today that would have been unimaginable even a generation ago. And yet, many people never take full advantage of what the society offers. Why? Because they get along. They get along in school, where little is demanded and few possibilities are explored deeply. They stop learning somewhere between 18 and 22. They get a job and do only what is asked of them. No more, no less. They don't look for ways to benefit coworkers, customers, or employers. They simply get along. Their lives are pulled forward by institutions, systems, and by the effort of people who do more than just get along. They benefit from the abundance created by others, but don't meaningfully contribute to expanding it. Earl makes an uncomfortable but powerful point. If many of these same get-along people had been born in a different time or place, their lives might have been defined by ongoing hardship rather than comfort. The abundance they enjoy wasn't accidental. Someone else built it. The final part of this episode brings together two ideas that really clicked for me. The first is that ideas shape our emotions. And the second is Earl asking a simple but provocative question. Would you like to earn $1 million? Wealth as an abstract concept doesn't move us much. But when we make it specific, it starts to generate emotion. When Earl asks that question, do you want to earn $1 million? He's really asking us to imagine what that achievement would feel like. And then notice which ideas excite us as possible paths forward toward that goal. Some ideas spark interest. Some create resistance. Some generate excitement or energy. That emotional response isn't random. It's information. By paying attention to which ideas energize us, we begin to identify paths that align with our strengths, interests, and abilities. This is how emotion becomes a guidance system, not a distraction. And honestly, I'm not even sure what the current or the modern equivalent to $1 million is today in our money compared to 1960s, but the exact number, it doesn't really matter. What matters is choosing a concrete target that's big enough to make you think differently and act differently. So episode 33 leaves me with these reminders. Money isn't evil. Wealth can be generous. Abundance is created by people who refuse to merely get along. And ideas, when made specific, can awaken motivation and direction. The question isn't whether wealth matters. The question is whether we're willing to grow into the kind of person who can create it responsibly. Until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.